Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Shara Tshuva, Shara Aleph. Ois Nun Beis, Shir number 78. Discussing Chavdal Dvar Ma'akvim Bez Hashuva. I don't want to translate those words as 24 things that prevent Tshuva. I want to say 24 things that make it more difficult to do Tshuva. Because as we explained, a person can always do Tshuva, but he'll have a greater difficulty. He won't have the Siyat Deshmaya. If I could give a quick marshal of what does it mean siyad deshmaya to do tshuva, lahavdil, you have a person who's playing sports and he's throwing the ball up there and everything he throws up goes into the hoop. You have someone who's playing baseball, picks up the bat, he hits the ball, base hit every single time, doubles, triples, home runs. He's in the zone. He feels it. The same player, the same person. Throws the ball up later on that day, or next day, whatever it is, nothing goes in. He can't hit the ball. If it was the size of a watermelon, he couldn't hit it. He's in the zone, they call it, or he's not in the zone. Lahavdil ben koyish lechol, we call it, he has siyad shmaya, or he doesn't have siyad shmaya. These are chavdal from 24 things we want to make sure that we are not involved with. And if a person is involved with any of these 24, he better stop quickly if he wants to do proper tshuva. If he wants Hashem to accept his tshuva. And we mentioned the first, we said, Rechilus Lashon Hara, a person who has an angry disposition. A person who has evil thoughts, we discuss immoral thoughts, jealousy, hatred, anger. Now, Mischabel HaRasha, number 4, Mischabel HaRasha, one associates himself with a wicked person. The Rambam tells us, Odom Nimshach Achas Svivav, a person is influenced by his surroundings. And when a person, he becomes a friend of a Rasha, and this is not a time where we say, we have to unify as Jews, we have to be all together, so I'm going to become friendly with everybody. That's incorrect. That's the Yetzer Hara talking. We have to be friendly with everybody? Not with a Rasha. You want to become a Rasha? You want to learn from a Rasha? You want to be a Rasha? I'm a Chaver Rasha, one who becomes friendly with a Rasha. He's a Chaver. He's a friend to a Rasha. He's going to become a Rasha. Adam Nimshach Achar Sviva, says the Rambam. A person is influenced by his surroundings. Number 5. A person who, on a regular basis, he takes the food away from the person who prepared it for himself. Either someone comes unannounced to a person's house and there's not enough food for the host, and he does these type of things on a regular basis. I'll give you a more practical situation. That sounds very far-fetched. You have children in school. They bring snack to school, whether it's carrots, whether it's potato chips, whatever it might be. And you have someone comes over, oh, can I have one? Someone else comes over, oh, can I have one? A third person, before you know it, the person has nothing for themselves. This is an issue. Parents should make sure they tell the children. Don't go over and ask your friends for their snack, for their food. Of the chof dal dvarim, they make tshuva very difficult. Now, mistakel b'arayis, when the gaze is at immoral things. Also, the chof dal dvarim. One who divides the loot with the thief. So a person buys stolen items. This is mechazik the thief to buy, to steal again. Person who buys from stolen goods. So the thief says, this business is great. I got to go back and get some more items. So this person who's purchasing the stolen goods that he knows are stolen, he's a chaylikim aganav. It's one of the 24 dvarim hama'akmin satshuva. V'oimer echte v'oshuv, a person who says, number 8, I will be chayte, I'm going to do an aveira. Don't worry. I heard about a great remedy. It's called tshuva. It's a great gift from Hashem. So, first, I have to do the tshuva, I have to do an avera first. How could I do a tshuva without an aveira? So this person goes ahead, he does an aveira, says, no problem, now I'll do tshuva. It's very difficult. He doesn't have the siyata shemaya. You have to avoid this. This attitude is incorrect. Now it's interesting because of all these 24 dvarim, Hamakim has a tshuva. Ben Yonah doesn't bring a gemara to back himself up. Here, this is one of the few times that he actually brings a gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Hey Mad Beis. Now what he's gonna announce it and publicize? He doesn't say it, but in his mind, the Yetzer says to him, don't worry, you can do an Aveira. There's always tshuva. You can do that Aveira. It's always tshuva. Perhaps that's an approach that Yetzirah takes. So we have to know, no, that's not a good correct. That's not a good approach. And the Shemayim, they're not going to give him the Siyat Shemaya that will help him do the tshuva. And so Hashem will continue the next year with number 9. There's actually another one over there just to finish that last point. I apologize. It's the same point of what we just mentioned. He says, I'm going to do an Aveira and Yom Kippur will Mechaper. It's the same concept of number 8. That is that a person has to be careful not to get the Yetzirah in his mind. Don't worry, there's always Yom Kippur. Yeah, there is always Yom Kippur. It doesn't give us a person the right to say, I'll do an Aveira.